Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $325 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
The National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for two tornadoes in Clay County near Kansas City last night around 8. Shortly after the warning was issued, the Weather Service reported that a tornado was confirmed near Missouri Highway 33 near Kearney. A tornado was also reported near Mosby, Missouri. Law enforcement officials reported there was significant tree damage along Missouri 92. Trees 8 to 12 inches in diameter were uprooted. Minor roof damage was being reported to houses and outbuildings in that area. Passenger air service at Kansas City International Airport has resumed this morning after KCI was closed for more than 5 hours after storm debris rained down onto the airport. KCI spokesman Joe McBride says the airport was closed from about 7 last night until 12:15 this morning.
This all started about 7 p.m. when there was a tornado that looked like it was bearing down on Kansas City International Airport, and we actually evacuated the terminals and brought people down to shelter in place in the tunnels.
KCI officials say thousands of pieces of tornado debris landed on airport property, including wall panels, pots, and items from a greenhouse. Crews were brought in to clean it up. They say it's presumed to be from tornado damage about 45 miles away in Linwood, Kansas. As cleanup and recovery continue in Jefferson City, still plenty of people who need meals. Kurt and Laurel Dunwoody, owners of Love to Nourish, rose to the call immediately to do what they do best after the tornado in Jefferson City.
We decided, my wife said, you know, the one thing I know how to do is feed people. And so we initially just set up some tents, grabbed food that we had sitting in our refrigerators, and went down next to the prison and started grilling and started feeding people. The community support was amazing. People immediately started donating, dropping off water, snacks, other food.
If you need help or would like to help, you can contact Love to Nourish through their Facebook page. Brunswick in northern Missouri is getting a helping hand from about 50 National Guard soldiers piling sandbags to try and keep the floodwaters out. Adjutant General Steve Danner says the National Guard is community-driven.
Those were neighbors helping neighbors, and that's just the way we look at it. We are here to help our good citizens of Missouri through bad times and bad things that happen.
Danner, who also worked the floods of 1993, 2011, and 2012, says this year's flooding is as bad as he's seen in Missouri. And the National Weather Service says a flash flood warning is in effect for parts of northern and northwestern Missouri. Kirksville, Macon, Trenton, Bethany, and Maryville are in the warning area. Reports from affiliate KTTN in northwest Missouri's Trenton show 3.5 inches of rain yesterday after 1/2 inch of rain fell yesterday morning. And a flash flood watch in effect for areas along Interstate 44 and south of there. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.